Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Tuesday, we spoke to Gary Werdish, Minnesota Farmers Union President at the Minnesota State Fair, and things at the fair going well for Farmers Union.
It is. We've had a nice turnout here, and you know, the Minnesota Farmers Union, we've been here since 53, and we've turned it into a coffee shop food venue, and really the importance of that is really advocating for family farmers to the consumer, to their food. You know, the majority of the people in the state now are, and in the country, are so many generations removed from the farm. They don't understand where the food comes from. They don't understand the struggles of running a family farm. So we just think it's a good venue, a good way to showcase agriculture and educate the consumer to agriculture and the importance of agriculture to their food.
For those in agriculture, sometimes I think they're still surprised by that, where we need to simplify things to folks who this is their only interaction with a farmer or anything ag-related.
Well, it is. You know, when you're out in the rural, you can't, sometimes you take it for granted and you can't understand why people don't understand. But you know, if they've never been on a farm, never grown up on a farm, things are different, you know. We that's our role to help educate them. You know, it's not their fault. You know, we all know the environment we live in and we've grown up in. Well, that's the way the majority of our consumers are now. So that's the importance of, and that's what we try and do here at Farmers Union at the fair, just to try and educate. We do have on the one wall, we have our farmer share, the food dollar that we get from National every month. And I've noticed a lot of people looking at that, because right now, The current statistics are the farmer share is less than 16% of the food dollar. In the 50s, it was well over 50%. So that's how far we've gone back, and that shows some of the struggles on the family farm. You know, farming has always been challenging. There's no doubt about that, and it always will be. But you know, as so many people get further removed from the farm, it's more important for us to engage in them and the value of agriculture.
You know, Gary, you guys do, I think, the best job in telling agriculture's story through the food here at the fair. You do it so uniquely, and it has turned into a must-stop for everybody because the fair is about food.
It really is. You know, the fair, it's turned, you know, it's still an agricultural fair, they call it. The Ag Society runs the operation, but it's much different than when we were sitting at the beginning of Machinery Hill going to the west of us, or north of us, I guess. But now it's more of a food venue, and people they still come and want to look at the animals and stuff like that. But we have a good location just inside the Snelling entrance, so one of the main gates. So it's a good opportunity to educate, and that's what we try to do.
Talk about some of the products you guys are highlighting this year.
Well, this year we come up with the new... We got it approved on a new fair foods list, which is always huge. It's kind of a competition just to get on that. We have the pork schnitzel sandwich. And what it is, it's a loin that we tenderize the loin, and we bread it with various spices and stuff in the breading. And then we freeze it, so we're ready to go at the fair, and we bring it out here and we deep fat fry it. And it's really nice and juicy and tender inside. It's a wonderful product. And the pork comes, so we got three Minnesota family farms that are supplying the pork directly to us. On the chef, he's got a pickled cabbage that he's got kind of on the top of it, and then a mustard salad, mustard dressing. The cabbage comes from Minnesota farms, that dressing, a mustard, a lost capital. They make a mustard base here out of Minnesota products, so as much as possible from Minnesota farms. And we have a BLT hand pie. Which the BLT hand pie, we thought that would be a good morning breakfast, because we didn't know how many people are going to order a schnitzel for breakfast. But people have been ordering both, and we've had people ordering schnitzels at 7:30 in the morning. So, but I guess at the fair, all the rules go out. But our BLT hand pie, it's made with, there's bacon in it. Of course, you got to have bacon. Arugula, tomatoes, and mozzarella cheese. And the flour, or the crust, the breaded crust on it, a lot of Hope Creamery butter in it, which is a higher butter fat content butter. So, and the bread, the flour comes to Bakersfield, which they're a local in the food building in downtown St. Paul here, but it's Minnesota source grains that go into that bread. So as much as possible is Minnesota farms or farmers. Then we top it off, we have an aronia berry pie. Aronia berry meringue pie, torch meringue. Aronia berries is choke cherry. So it's got a little bit of tartness to it, but it's a very good pie. So we feel we got the full meal deal. We got the coffee, we got the breakfast, we got pork. We think we've got all your bases covered. So, and it's just fun to do. And like the Aronia berry, that's sourced from a Minnesota farm, Blue Fruit Farm down in Winona, Minnesota. They brought, I think it was 250 pounds of berries to our restaurant. And then we juice them in the restaurant, the Farmer's Kitchen and Bar, which we own, yeah. Farmers Union owns, right along the Guthrie Theater. And we juiced the berries in our restaurant, and that went into making our Aronia berry pie.
You know, Garrett, what I find fascinating, the foodies, the food experts, and those who do their top tens and stuff, this is always right at top, this stop here at the fair this year.
It's really exciting this year. We've always done really well. This year, of all the more of the top food critics in the metro area, we're number one on all of them, except there was only one that we were number two. So we've hit... Yeah, we're doing really well, but you'll have to try it before you go. So it is exceptional. The one food critic said he started out, he said, "I hate pork schnitzel, but I love this pork schnitzel."
Oh.
so that's a good testament.
It sure is. And at the fair, besides food, I'm sure, especially in opening day, you still have a chance to talk policy and see a lot of lawmakers, Governor Walz. I know... Pete Buttigieg came through on the opening day. That had to be great just to have some conversation with those folks.
Well, it really is. You know, you get a chance to talk. You know, we always talk about, it's, you know, politics, but we talk about agriculture, and that's what we do. You know, the governor was here, lieutenant governor, both U.S. senators, Amy and Tina, were both in here, and then Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary at a national level. So it's good to be able to visit with them, tell them about the needs that we need in rural Minnesota and the challenges we have. So it's a good opportunity. We're doing a lot here. We're able to connect with the lawmakers, policymakers, and able to connect with consumers and our members. You know, we got a lot of members, farmers come through, and so it's just a good place to have good interaction with the public.
And I like it. You're not necessarily hammering nails in those conversations, but darn it, you know, people say networking, people say, you know what, Gary, I remember, you know, maybe we talked about this at the fair. It really can plant a seed for future conversations, you know.
It really does. I just had a county commissioner come in there from Candiragi County, and we visited a little bit, and he said, I'm not sure if I met you or not. And he said, oh, yeah, we met a few years ago at a meeting. And so it's just that... staying in contact with people. It gives you a chance to have that dialogue. And, you know, as you work on policy, you know, we just got to be at the table and have our voices heard and do what we can. You know, it's popular to complain about government, get government out of our lives. That's a real popular slogan, I guess. But you know, we drive on our roads, we drive on our bridges, we have a school system. We got a lot of stuff that it takes, you know, we can't do that on our own. It takes coming together as good. You know, we need good government. That's what we need. You know, and in most cases we do. You know, we can always criticize little pieces here and there, but that's on us. We have to be involved in helping drive the message to our legislators. What works and what doesn't work. So it's just too easy to say get rid of it. But you look at some of the third world countries that don't have the government. Look at Russia. You know, they're invading Ukraine now, and, you know, is it the government, is it the people? You know, in that particular case, it's the government, but one person. So we have to be involved, and that's what we, you know, as Farmers Union, we try and be the voice of reason and try and make the connections with our legislators. And so it's important to have good contact with members, with constituents in the field, you know, farmers, people that are actually doing it on the ground.
Gary, finally, talking about the future of farming, which is brought up a lot in Farmers Union conversations. Farmers Union as an organization, very supportive of 4-H. And it's great to see. It's almost like a re-energizer, I like to say, to walk through the buildings and see the youth and their animals. They had the 4-H auction, something you guys have always staunchly been a big supporter of.
Yeah, it is fun to work with the youth. You know, I have grandchildren in 4-H. Now, myself, I was in 4-H, so it is fun to go there and see the energy that those young, the youth have. And you know, they're leaders of the future. So it's good to see that energy, and they really like being involved in agriculture. Are they all going to see in agriculture? We don't know. Maybe not. But it's really good to have that voice in Farmers Union. We're very supportive. We provide the 4-H champion signs at the fair here, and we're one of the top buyers of 4-H Purple Ribbon Auction. And then, you know, we work with them throughout the year on various things. But it's important to invest in our youth, and that's what we try and do.
A chance to visit with Gary Wertisch, Minnesota Farmers Union president at the fair. You still have through Monday to enjoy that schnitzel sandwich or the BLT or that pie. Oh, boy. It's all good at Minnesota Farmers Union. They're building right there on Dan Patch Avenue at the Minnesota State Fair. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Our report brought to you each week by Minnesota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.